Hello, dude. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, sister, how you doing?
Good. It's been a long time since we've been able to talk, but I'm happy to be able to connect with you tonight. Now, tell everybody what you just said about working with Allstate and what they told you today.
Yeah, I'm a roof contractor. I'm also an adjuster, and I was meeting with a homeowner today, and I've been dealing with Allstate and State Farm and these various insurance companies probably for 15, 16 years, and dealing with the adjuster today on the claim. When she, it was interesting because we filed a claim yesterday, and they came out this morning and looked at it and approved the claim. And the adjuster said that, how do you want you to talk to the homeowner? How do you want to get paid? They said through your Zelle account, through Chase, or we could do it through a debit card or any particular debit card. And I said, wow. I said, do y'all send out paper checks anymore? And they said, no, that's all over with. Everything from here on out is all electronic. So, and I'm sure that's going the way for all these insurance companies and in regards to payments. So that was pretty shocking as well. So,
Well, let me ask you this because this is something I've noticed. Are they changing over to the international coding system now?
that's going to be in November.
Really?
Correct. ISO 222.
Mm.
So, and I think AI is taking over. I'm sure you saw the Trump with the UN, the AI
Yeah.
verification code taking over. So
Yes.
AI is starting to take over more and more, and it's just getting more insane what's going on. Also, I don't know if I told you, also a couple weeks ago, I was at the LSU game, and they had facial recognition throughout the game, and several things happened that
Like
really
what?
surprised
How'd you
me
know they did?
because there was a guy that they caught on screen. They viewed him, and he was had a warrant out for his arrest, and they scanned him, and they sent two police, state police over to arrest him during the game.
Wow.
So it was, all because
Wow.
they're going through, and everybody in the stadium, they're doing facial recognition on, and
Well,
I
let
don't know
me ask you
how.
this. When y'all walk through, do y'all have to walk through scanners?
No, there's no scanners of this sort, but there is, it was interesting. I've been going to the games. My wife's been going to it for 30-something years, and we go to two or three games a year. And one of the games we went to a couple weeks ago, as we were there, and then I was telling my wife, I said, there are a lot of foreigners here. I said, I said, I've been coming here for years, and I've never seen this many foreigners, and wasn't being racist. It's just something that I noticed. I'm very analytical in that regards. And matter of fact, we went to the stadium, sat down. I had seven foreigners to the left of me. None of them were wearing, the colors, or everybody was. They were in black T-shirts, gray T-shirts, black caps. And I said, this is strange. So I was talking to my wife. I said we've been here. And I said there were seven in a row, and I've never seen any, foreigners like this. And it was they would talk to me and, hey, what's up? And then they'd start talking, and I'm not sure what particular language, but I said, wow, that's just kind of strange, So anyway,
Yeah.
halftime came, they all left, and another seven foreigners came and sat right down beside me. And one of them had on glasses. I mean, this was at night, and they were wearing sunglasses. And I said, this is particularly strange, And so I said, and as I walked around to the stadium and, throughout that afternoon, and I just noticed, I mean, there was a lot of foreigners there. Was something strange. And I don't know if you noticed it. I sent you the video on Monkey Works. Did you get the chance to watch it or anything about what he was talking
Not
about,
yet.
the Devil's Triangle? Anyway, the FBI put out a warning, and so the several other agencies also, that there is a credible terror threat from ISIS and some of these other, I guess, terrorist agencies that are in the U.S., or these terrorist organizations that are in the U.S., and they were buying large number of scrubs, EMS uniforms, paramedic uniforms, and police uniforms. And so I thought that to be strange, and said they were being
Yeah, it
funded by
sure
various
is. It sure is.
they were being funded by various agencies all over the world, to the tune of $200 million a month. 200 million a month. So, there's definitely something planned, And as I was listening to the video, he was talking about the various, you know, things, you know, within it. They plan on doing these within large stadiums and large cities. So, and when he said the stadiums, it kind of caught my attention in regard to, you know, what I noticed.
Well, you know, President Trump at the United Nations today made the announcement right in front of the Secretary General that it was the United Nations that paid, that brought these people here, and they're the ones that funded them. That's what he said. You know how a lot of them, they got all that money and then they had all those benefits. It was from the United Nations. That's what he said. Anyway, I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, and they're also doing, you know, like I said, the AI, they're doing the AI verification also. Did you see that part as well?
Yeah.
The AI
Trump is going to do the AI, and the media is like crickets.
Yeah.
That's so, some of the biggest global news right now. He's going to do the AI recognition for the pandemic.
Yeah, and some the global stuff ID. Really going down. Yeah, and with the banking system too. A friend of mine, as well as me here, in the last couple of weeks, I've gotten notifications that in the distant future, you know, there was something they were letting you disclosing that they're going to be doing authentication through your phone, no matter how long you've been banking with them. Either when you go to do online banking, you have to either do facial recognition or you have to do your fingerprint on your phone to access your account.
Oh, no.
So that was, you know, and I don't know when that's going to take effect. It might take effect in November. But as far as the notification of the banks disclosing that to the public, you know, that was here within the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, things are, you know, progressing way faster than I thought. But like I told you, I believe back in July 4th, we started the Great Tribulation. And I think we're, you know, 2.5, 3 months into it. And like I said, there's nowhere in the Bible to where it talks about a 7-year tribulation. I mean,
right.
There's not one place, and if there is, you know, please, somebody pointed out to me, the only place in the Bible that discusses it, talks about it, is Daniel 9:27, that he'll confirm the covenant from many with the weak. And like I told you, that was taken from Galatians 3:16. That was Jesus confirming that the new blood covenant, that he was going to come and testify and be known to men, and when he died and was seen of men 40 days after his resurrection, you know, and all the miracles that he did on earth, that there were so many that the books of the earth couldn't hold all the miracles that he did. But
right.
You know, it was a new blood covenant, so that there's nowhere in the Bible only speaks about the tribulation or the great tribulation is times and dividing of times, 42 months or and 1260 days, you know, and that is in 30-day, you know, 30-day month, not the new or Gregorian calendar. So it's based on that 30-day month calendar.
Yeah.
But, you know,
were you able to watch the Kurt funeral?
Yeah, I did off and on. And at times I was just, you know, it's Christian nationalism, and which is, you know, I've seen several videos
times
on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus didn't come to teach politics or you know, to rule the kingdom of this earth as far as, you know, through the government. You know, his kingdom is of heaven, not of this earth. And
yeah.
So there's a lot of things that I saw that really, you know, did you see the Stephen Miller conversation?
Yes,
part?
What the world?
Yeah, it was just mind-blowing. And for the deception to be as great as it was it just blew my mind. I mean, they said that he pretty much, not verbatim, but, you know, took a lot of things from I guess, Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda, minister of propaganda.
Really?
Yeah, it was, you know, what he spoke, and he said, also said that you've awakened the dragon. I don't know if you heard that part as well.
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah, he did.
I quoted him saying that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's saying a lot of dark, you know, dark sentences or dark understandings, but the, you know, what is exposed into the world is just, I mean, and this movement's going worldwide. It's a different Jesus, and people don't realize what.
It sure is, that is right. It is a different Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, you know,
People
he
have
came
got
to,
to realize that too.
yeah, and it's just a strong delusion, great deception, and just the Christian nationalism, and all that's going to lead into the Noahide laws. I mean, you know,
It
to the
sure is.
anti-Semite movement and to the Noahide law, and people don't realize, you know, they're being inched into this process, you know, day by day, and there's the blindness is just mind-boggling, and it just
Yeah.
goes to show as things get worse and worse, and the delusions get stronger and stronger, that there's like the only way you're going to be able to get through these times is through the discernment of the Holy Ghost, period. And
Yeah.
because as you know, as complex as things are and as strong as the delusion that's going on right now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you know, through spiritual discernment, I mean, you're going to be in a world of trouble not being able to understand. And even with the deep fakes and what's going on within the media and whether it's real or not, it's going to be the Holy Ghost that's going to give you the discernment and understanding to truly, truly see and truly understand what's going on behind the scenes, more so than, you know, that's what I say, you know, believe half of what you see and nothing what you hear. But, you know, from the media, but you're going to have to understand, be able to discern through the Holy Ghost as far as what's going on within the world. And
Yeah.
sadly, there's very, very few people that truly can truly see it.
Well, see,
And, you know,
they're painting Kirk as a
as immoral.
evangelical, as an
Yeah,
as evangelical, but she is a devoted Catholic that she has been since her family was all Catholic. So now we have the Catholics at the head, even if you believe their narrative. But now that he's dead, the Orthodox Jews are publishing his book. And Kirk's book is going to be called Taking People to the Shabbat,
wow.
How They Should Worship on Saturday.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't know
like,
if you heard, but
you can't make this up.
yeah. Well, Candace Owens and you know they're both Masons. I don't know. Did you see that
Yes, I
interview?
heard today that she admitted she
Yeah.
was.
Yeah, as well as that she was one of the, you know, one of the chosen Masons, you know, for Turning Point.
Yeah.
So that really, you know, shot me. You know, but both of them were, you know, but there's a hidden agenda, but you've got to be able to discern and see through it. And, you know, the strong delusion that's going on with that. I mean, they're preaching a different Jesus. But as I saw that, I'm like, wow, the delusion is so strong. The path is truly narrow and
Yes.
straight, you know, and there's very, 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 very few people that are on it and that can see it.
Well,
And the
did you
ones that
hear
can't
about
can.
them saying today is the rapture and tomorrow and people are selling
Yeah.
their houses and giving away all their money and everything?
Yeah, I mean, like I talked to a friend of mine today that was expecting, because the man would listen, if you're raptured out, do you want me to take care of your dog for you? And he said, my dog's going with me, you know. I said, all right. So, you know, the Bible clearly says in Matthew 24, 29 through 31, you know, after the tribulation of those days, then shall you see the Son of Man appearing in the clouds of great glory. Then shall he send forth his angels to gather his elect from the four corners. And so it's evident right there, and it's all in the same context of Matthew 24 at the end of the world. You know, it's after the tribulation. Then the Bible also states, after much tribulation, shall you enter the kingdom of heaven. So, you know, people have been taught the 7-year tribulation for years, and so that all the signs that they're looking for, they're not going to see. They're not going to see the two witnesses.
Right.
Because you're looking for a physical two witnesses, which the physical two witnesses are the Messianic Jews and the Christians.
And
You
you
know,
know, they're also looking for an Antichrist that's going to be against Christians, that's going to, tear them down. But he's actually working with them. It's so diabolical.
yeah, and he's working. They're working with him, and they can't even realize it. They can't even see it. You
I
know,
know,
for
it's
who
the
he.
saddest thing.
Yeah, they're under strong delusion, and that just blows my mind. You know, it just shows the strong delusions that they are. But you know,
But I mean,
there's
who would
not
have
gonna.
ever thought it'd be like this? You know it, Dewey.
Yeah, and that's why it's just strong delusion. But people have been taught, you know, through. That's why I believe the pre-trib, you know, rapture is a, you know, is heresy for the fact that people have been taught a lie for so long. They're looking for signs that they will never see. So
Yeah.
when the mark comes about, or you know, and the digital mark, and you know, they're not going to recognize it because they're expecting things, have been taught to expect things to happen in a particular way for so many years that when it does happen, they're not going to see it. And as things are unfolding, which they have, and it's right in their face, and they can't even see it. Oh,
yeah.
That can't be the mark because we're going to be raptured out first, you know. But if they would really take the Bible at, you know, at its word, everybody's seeing things from a physical point of view, but everything is spiritual in that regard.
It is,
You have to understand it spiritually. So the pre-trib and, you know, the two witnesses, the so-called peace agreement, the covenant, and the third temple, none of that's going to happen. Now, the third temple might be in May somewhere down the line, but if it was supposed to happen, as people have predicted and throughout the years, that, you know, that we're going to be raptured out and the Antichrist was going to be revealed and the seven-year tribulation was going to want to start, and midway through they're going to build the temples, and Antichrist is going to go set up, you know, say, hey, listen, everybody, I'm God, and, you know, the whole world is going to be shocked and the abomination of desolation takes place. But, you know, the Bible, people have misunderstood and construed the Bible and that part of it for years. And
was watching an Israel video today about, you know, they're getting ready to blow all the shofars tomorrow for the Feast of Trumpets, and which happens to be the same day that everybody's saying the rapture will take place. But he was talking about how all of the Jews believe right now that the war of Gog and Magog is about to start because everybody's turned against Israel with this two-state solution. But the deal is that comes at the end. The first thing is the battle of Armageddon.
Yeah, that's going to be at the end.
Yeah, so they're deceiving people.
Yeah, and intentionally so. There's so much deception that's coming out of Israel.
For real.
You know, it's just, you know, if you don't understand the Bible and can't not led by the Spirit, I mean, you're truly going to be deceived. I mean, and Israel is deceiving a lot of people and a lot of nations, you know, sadly, but it is, you know, that's just the case. And,
yeah,
you know, people have been taught to believe a particular mindset that's for so long that they're not willing, they can't handle the truth, you know, how things will truly unfold. But, you know, if everything were to happen the way that, you know, that's been taught for years, I mean, we would have been raptured out, you know, three and a half years ago, or, you know, just recently we'd have been raptured out because of mid-trib. And we're already in it. I believe we're right at 3 months into it. So we're down at 39 months. I mean, I'm telling you, things are going to get progressively worse.
Hey, tell them what you told me today. Tell them what you said today about, what was that? Let me look. Were you texting me about the, not the military, but the people that are set up camps in the country?
Are you talking about the terrorists, the domestic terrorists, or the ISIS? And
yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what, like I say, what they're doing is you know, the FBI has put out reports and have been, but they're saying that they're over, you know, they're getting over $200 million a month. And they're buying paramedic uniforms, hospital scrubs, police uniforms, and you know, all kind of things. And they've been scouting out for years. Yeah, the Islamists have what you call the 0 days. It's when they're given the word and they all stand up and they, you know, they create chaos and you know, terrorism throughout the U.S. And, you know, through mass killings. Can you imagine, just, you know, we got, you know, 20, 30 million illegals or Muslims or Islamists here in the U.S., or terrorists here in the U.S., you know, and they all stand up, and, you know, even a million of them, you know, and they just go through and just randomly kill everybody and throughout the U.S., you know, all across the country simultaneously. What it's going to do to the country, you know, as far as the economy. But not only that, but, I mean, it's going to destroy the economy, then the trust factor. I mean, you don't think that's going to be a reason to impose martial law, you know, then because of that, hey, we're going to have to implement this digital mark or digital ID so we know who's who. I mean, that would be the perfect scenario for
it. That's what I've been telling everybody. That's how I believe they're going to do it.
Yeah. So, they've got to know
Yeah.
who's who. And if they can't, I mean, everybody's got to get it so they know who's who and who's doing what. Of course, they could track everybody, live time through this digital tracking system. And I mean, AI is so advanced. I mean, it's just incredible. Just like the person that was arrested out of LSU, they were able to, facial recognize this guy, and he was literally arrested. So, I mean, you're looking at, 100-something thousand fans, and they can pinpoint one particular person. I mean, and the facial recognition technology is everywhere. It's on all street corners and Walmart and, everywhere you go, there's cameras everywhere, and all that's integrated, plus with Palantir and that technology. They're building dossiers on everybody. I mean, everything you say, everything you text, they even got technology now that knows what you're thinking before you even think it. I
Well,
mean,
what have you
literally.
heard about the New Madrid fault line, the earthquake blowing?
Nothing recently. I haven't heard anything on that, but I'm sure it's just a matter of time for something happens and everything going on with Israel. But
Well, let me give you some shocking news then. President Trump has 19 states and has military in them right now. And
the
most of them
National
are
Guard.
around the New Madrid fault line zones.
Wow.
They're all in the center of the country. And then the others are over there near Arizona.
Yeah, I believe something's going to happen in that regards to, because Bible speaks to earthquakes and famines and pestilence. But, when things start, unfolding on a more sporadic or often basis, and things just get progressively worse and worse, a lot of people are going to be under, such fear and not knowing what's going on. But I'm sure the
Yeah.
government knows a lot to a part, to a degree, what's going on, and if they're, and if they're not even part, making it happen, with this technology through HAARP and this LIDAR technology. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can implement that people think you're crazy, and when you tell people, hey, they're controlling the weather, and they're not controlling the weather, and I mean, they've got patents, and they've been doing this for 70 years. I mean, this is nothing new, and it surprises me how blind and ignorant people are in regards to what's going on with the world. Things that seem almost surreal and far-fetched, or everyday occurrences that have been patented for years and have been going on for years right under our nose, But people just refuse to see it because if they can't, they don't understand it to the degree. Things seem almost unbelievable as things are unfolding. The technology that's out there is so diabolical. It blows my mind.
It sure
And
is, really.
I mean, it's
It
beyond
really is.
comprehension, but people just don't want to see it for what it is and just refuse to. And it's
Yeah.
sad because it just, the path is getting narrower and the people are getting fewer. And I think the next step in this process, you're going to see great betrayal among family, friends, and you're fixing to see a severe famine I believe by this time next year. And then you can start seeing persecution this coming year too.
Yeah, I
Nationalism,
know.
that
Well, I got to tell
that
you this, Dewey. We fasted September the 2nd through the 4th. We do corporate fast. And the Lord spoke to us this year. Last year, He told us to get out of the metaverse. He told us to get out of the metaverse, and it took us about 8 weeks to get out. But this year, He told us that there is going to be a great persecution for us to get ready. That's what
Yeah,
He
it's
told us.
coming.
This year is the year of persecution.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, it's on our doorstep.
Yep.
It's really that close. And also, I believe they're gonna, even by November, if not sooner, or maybe in just a little later, that everything's gonna go digital. And you're gonna wake up one day and your bank account is digital. There's no more currency. It's either you capitulate or you die. Either you get on board or you get left out. It's simple as that. So I believe you're gonna wake up one day, either you get, become a part of the B system, or you get out of it altogether,
Yeah.
And I mean, there's not gonna be no questioning or asking or, opt in, opt out. It's either you opt in or you're done. It's simple as that. And If not, you're going to be ousted. But not only that, but I believe that once this system does enact through AI, AI is going to take over, and the governments aren't going to have any control over it. The AI system is going to take over, and then once it takes over, there's no stopping it. And I mean the speed of which is going now, and I believe they're telling you that by 2030 and all these years, they giving everybody the illusion that it's going to happen in coming years. And when in reality, it's already here, and it's being implemented, and AI is becoming more and more self-aware. And like I said, I believe, like I said, even through Musk on his words that, that the AI self-awareness, I mean, it's already here. So the super AI, I mean, it's just a matter of time before it just takes over, but it's methodically thinking. But I was doing some research on the quantum computing, and the technology that's behind that is mind blowing. I mean, it's just it will think out 1,000 different scenarios in which way you think on a particular situation, like how we go through and we have a particular issue or problem in front of us, and so we'll figure out various scenarios on how to get through this problem or this issue that it has. And AI, yeah, with the technology that has, it thinks 1,000 different scenarios simultaneously, and it figures out the algorithm, within seconds of which way you'll think. So it'll know what you'll think and what you'll do before you even do it. And there's no overcoming this beast system other than through the grace of God and through the spiritual discernment. And like I said, I believe spiritual discernment is going to be one of the most important things that any Christian can have in these last days to be able to weather to understand what's going on, in the tribulation. And like I said, we're here, we're in it. It's not going to be 7 years from now or whatnot. We're in the final days of it, and people, and I'm like, it blows my mind that people can't see that. For me, I've seen it so clearly. You've heard that saying, you can't find something you're not looking for. Well, we're commanded in the Bible to watch and to be aware and to be awake, and we're not, unaware of the devil's devices. But if you haven't been paying attention to it, using your spiritual discernment to sharpen your spiritual discernment, when the time comes, you're not going to be able to discern what's going on within the time, and you're going to be easily deceived. So, my advice is, if you got somebody that's got spiritual discernment and understands what's going on, man, you better listen to them and hang close, because, it could be the difference between life and death, when it comes to time on a critical situation.
Right,
People jump into things without, thinking about the consequences, especially in this day and age. And there's so much delusion and evil going on that if you can't see it, you're definitely going to get sucked in. And
well, I can just hear some of my audience saying, you got to ask him about Charlie Kirk. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think Charlie Kirk was used to this new system. He's going to bring in this new system. It's sad, and they still don't know. I've seen 5 different scenarios that, as far as him being shot. Now, you got to realize, I've gone through and analyzed all different situations. They said that he was shot from there was 2 different places where he was shot from the left, at close range, and he was shot from 200 yards away. And, in all the scenario about this kid jumping off, having a backpack, getting up there, getting off, he was walking up in shorts. But there's nothing, in my opinion, that's credible. And then you get to realize there was no crime scene. There nothing was masked off. They broke everything down. Did you happen to see the back portion? There was, it looked like a camera toward the back of that tent. That tent was 10x10x9. Did you see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I saw that today on the 7 Grains of Salt channel.
Yeah. There was a, do you know that there was a hologram projector behind him? Did you realize that?
Yeah, that's what they were saying, yeah.
Yeah. And so I believe that, that a lot of this, and you can interact with a live person with a hologram, and there was also a trap door underneath that stage. So I don't know the whole scenario, how things unfolded in that regard, but I do think it was a strong delusion, because that memorial looked more like a political gathering and a political showdown more so than a memorial. You know, where was his parents, his close friends, and you know, just people that, I mean, where was his mom and dad? I mean, they didn't give it. There was nobody that was close to him that gave any kind of eulogy or anything in regards to it. Was all political. So, and you know, and knowing what the end game is to all this, which is to bring in the Christian nationalism, and everything is falling in place and everybody's being deceived that, you know, yeah, Christians, you know, should run this world and, you know, run America. And, you know, and I agree with the standards that, you know, that Christianity, but you can't force this on people. But the whole thing behind this is there's an agenda to force a particular way of people having to comply with what's going on. And that's all going to be done through this Christian nationalism mindset. And
well, and it really all goes back to Catholics, because they're going to begin to, you know, teach them the Alpha Doctrine. That's what they call it. Yeah. And they had all them people get saved, but they just told people to pray for them. They didn't say the sinner's prayer there. But, I mean, at least they did that part of it where they said, you know, if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, you know, and then all them people stood up, which was nice. But they wanted all their phone numbers and stuff. And then I was like, oh, no, because, you know, they want to take the harvest, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It there's so much strong delusion. It's really hard to believe anything, you know. And you know, I believe that the prosperity is falling away. It's everything. I don't trust anything or anyone, you know. I see something, and just like this issue, when it happened, you know, I'm like, man, I am slow to react to say anything, you know. I'm going to give myself 3 or 4 or 5 days and just hear every various scenario I go through and pray about it and weed it out and figure out, you know, let the Lord guide me to what's truly being, you know, to what truly happened. And I don't know that, you know, the total truth, but I have the, you know, discernment to truly understand what the difference of being deceived and what's real and what's being.
Do you believe that a 19-year-old boy or 22-year-old boy could be 200 or 300 yards back with a rifle and get it specifically in the neck and not get anybody else?
Yeah, you know, all that, but you know, and they said it was with a 30-06. I'm very familiar with rifles, you know. And,
yeah.
That particular caliber, I'm telling you, I mean, I've shot probably 100+ deer in my life, and I know what a, you know, a 30-06 will do to a, you know, I mean, I've shot those in the head from 100-150 yards, and they literally explode. So, I mean, if he'd have been hit with that of any bullet of that caliber, I mean, he would have had a hole blown in him, you know, literally. That you could put a fist through. And it's something, after I looked at the, you know, the video, I said, the only thing that could really do something like this would be a 22 or a 223 full metal jacket, because the full metal jacket doesn't expand. It would go through them. But, you know.
Well, did you see the video of the guy in front of him that had something in his hand that looked like some type of little, I don't know, like a little, do you see it?
Yeah, and like I said, there's like 5 different scenarios that I saw.
I know, yeah.
And no,
that one looks
my,
like the most plausible, because he's right there. It looks like it'd have to be close range.
Yeah, you know, but if you, you know, when they hauled him off to the apartment, there was no EMS around, there was nothing. They hauled him to the suburban, you know.
Yeah.
Which was strange, and you know, along the way, there was not one drop of blood. You know, listen, if you're hitting a carotid, you're going to be bleeding everywhere. I mean, dang, there's going to be blood everywhere, you know. Even if you do, you know, you can't put a tourniquet on it because it's on his neck. And even if you do apply direct pressure, the amount of blood that comes out of that is going to be, like I say, if that was truly that, you know, 30-06 like they're claiming, I mean, that hole would have been, you could have been able to put your fist through the exit wound.
Yeah,
I mean,
it'd
have been that big. You know, but
well, Dewey, I'm going to have to get off here and get ready for the news in a few minutes. It was so wonderful talking to you. Now, do you have anything else that you want us to know real quick?
Just to be aware, I truly think that there is going to be these terrorists that are going to rise up across the country. I think it's going to be done in mass on a particular day. And just be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. And like I said, they're buying police uniforms, they're buying paramedic uniforms and scrubs, you know. So they're saying that even the people, once they, you know, if there is a mass casualty shooting and they get the paramedics, I mean, they're gonna get you from every which way. And I believe the day is coming. And so my advice is just to be prayed up and just, you know, be led by the Spirit and have a discernment of understanding what's going on, and be aware of your surroundings. Because I believe that, you know, that day is coming. They call it 0 days, and I believe that that day is upon us. It's not sooner. It's not sooner. But things are going to be happening at a rapid pace. I mean, from here on out. So just be aware and be constantly cautious of what's going on, and just pray for guidance daily, that God will direct and protect you and your family, you know, from here on out. And like I say, I believe that we're, you know, 3 months into it, so we're here. So, and you don't have to believe me. Just as things unfold, you'll see it for yourself. So just be.
True that. You know, I hear you. Well, you know, Trump did make a very weird comment today. He was talking about all of the terrorists that are in here in the country, and he mentioned Islamists and all that kind of stuff. Which kind of made you feel like, you know, he's kind of preparing the stage is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. He's giving you a pre-warning what's to come, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe it is, you know. And I don't know, but I heard also that he's made a fast track for a lot of the, you know, people from India to come in, which could be Pakistanians come in as Indians, you know. And I don't know if you've heard that, but there's a fast track in that regard, too. And India, particularly, you know, with all the illegal immigration going on and all these people being deported, he's allowing fast tracking of Indians to come in. And so the only thing I could consider or think of was that would be, you know, Pakistanians coming in under guise of Indians. But I don't know. That's just my assumption. But, yeah, I think we're fixing to see some perilous times here real soon. And I believe they're gonna implement this digital ID here for long. Either you get it so you can be tracked, or you're out of the system and you're on your own. No food, no nothing, no participating in society. So we're here. I mean,
yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dewey, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Bye bye.